Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Missions in Action, a feature that focuses on the work of missionaries who are delivering the good news of Jesus around the region and around the world. Today we're visiting with Becky Mindeck, Nativity Director at Auburn Alliance Church in Auburn, New York. Listeners may have visited a Living Nativity in the past. What can attendees expect at the event at Auburn Alliance?
There are seven stations that you can drive through to see the Christmas story unfold in front of you. You stay in your car, so you're nice and warm. And the stations include a big sign that says Journey to Bethlehem as you approach with live alpacas. And then there's 10-foot camels made from wood. Those are our only animals that are not live. And our youth group likes to stand on those on ladders and look like they're riding them. And a lot of times they'll holler down to the cars going by, "Hey, have you seen the star?" So it's kind of fun that the youth claim that area. And then as you pass through, you see the shepherds on the hillside, the angels singing, and of course you arrive at the stable with a baby cow. And there's villagers rejoicing as you're exiting, and then the cross standing empty with a big sign on it that says, "Jesus, the greatest gift of all this Christmas." And lastly, as you go out, you get a gift. We usually give an ornament. So every year they look forward to what ornament they're going to get.
Becky, your church has been doing this for 7 years now. What are some things that you've been able to uncover in the nativity details that often get misconstrued elsewhere?
Well, Christmas has become so commercialized, and it's all about merchandise, and a lot of times you're celebrating and having a lot of events around the wrong focus of Christmas, but we feel like this really focuses on the root word of Christmas, which is Christ, and it really brings the true meaning, the true story from God's word alive, because all of the characters are living and walking around. You feel like you're actually going through Bethlehem, and I think it's just a nice time to kind of settle down, because a lot of the events are not calm in our community. And this is a way to have a calm, holy night and just to drive through and remember what happened on the first Christmas.
Very cool. And we know sometimes things get translated that are actually myths about the nativity. Uh-huh. Is there anything you've noticed that you can dispel?
Just the idea that we often see a nativity scene all together, but when you drive through, you see that it's very separate events. So I would say that it's neat to see what might have been happening at the same time, but in different areas. So a lot of times we only look at the nativity scene all together, as in the camels and the wise men and everybody there. But in this case, you're kind of driving through and seeing as each thing is happening separately.
Yeah, because God reveals things to people at different times and different places. We're not all in the nice huddle right around the manger. Shepherds, for example, they were far off when they heard.
Yeah, that's why we included the cross by itself at the end, kind of just quiet. There's nobody there. There's no one around it. It's empty, of course. But to remind us that the cross came much later, but that it's very much connected to the Christmas scene, because it gave us the greatest gift when he died for our sins. And so it's very connected to Christmas of when he was born.
Absolutely. What's the impact of a living nativity in a culture where Christian symbols seem to stir controversy?
Well, our community has given us a lot of different comments as they come through. They'll put their window down and tell the traffic directors at the end. And a lot of them say, "We are so thankful for this because there's nothing like this in our area. Nothing that really focuses on the true meaning of Christmas." So I think that even with that controversy, I feel as though people are pretty accepting of it. We've never had any negative remarks. And a lot of people say they're just so thankful to have a quiet kind of activity to do that isn't all festive or animated.
Yeah, it's more reflective. I think it gets you to think more deeply about the reason for the season.
Yes. There's not like lines to memorize and there's not people talking. It's basically you in your car driving through and you can just be quiet and see it without all of the mental energy that goes with hearing everything.
In the watered-down Christian society, are you finding that many children have no idea about the historic birth of Jesus?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons we wanted to do this, not only for our own kids to be excited about being actors in the event. We have a cast that we put out and sign up sheets, and they get so excited about what they're going to play this year, but also for our community kids to be able to see, because if they don't know the Christmas story, this is a great way. I feel like a lot of mothers have said our kids want to come to this. They get so excited because it's imprinted on their mind from the year before, and I'm hoping they remember what the first Christmas was about. We do give gospel message at the end, a little booklet that they can take home and read so they can read about Jesus even if they don't get the whole message there.
Great. You're being a missionary really to your own neighborhood. By the way, as far as that goes, can you tell us a little bit about your own background as a missionary?
Well, that was one of the reasons I wanted to do this. Of course, we were in Eastern Europe 11 years, and I just felt as though there was a lot of times that there were myths about what the first Christmas was about. And we tried doing this in Macedonia, where we were. We did put a stable, and we put the live nativity in the stable in the front yard of our church. And it really attracted a lot of people who hadn't seen anything like that. Of course, that was a cultural thing that they hadn't seen, but also just understanding the true meaning. It was quite interesting, and I think that's where some of the passion came from to want to do this.
The event is actually happening?
It's Saturday, December 21st. And it's called Journey to Bethlehem. It takes about 15 minutes to drive through if there's not a wait, but you can come anytime from 6 to 9 p.m. And it is rain, shine, or snow.
That's Nativity Director Becky Mindeck. I'm Tracy Lynn with Family Life News. How is the Lord guiding you to reach out to others?